Months ago, Terry Jones, that pastor based in Gainesville, Florida, made global headlines by threatening to burn a Quran. Well, on March 20th, 2 weeks ago, followers of Terry Jones did just that. And the Taliban in Afghanistan did very effective work getting the message out. And protests erupted over the weekend, and there are two going on this morning. There have been at least 22 dead. It's the fourth straight day of demonstrations that have killed over 20 people, including seven United Nations workers who were killed in Mazar-e Sharif, the reasonably peaceful city of Mazar-e Sharif, on Friday. Joining us from Kabul is Rod Nordland, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, and Peter Galbraith, who's a former UN deputy special representative for Afghanistan. He joins us from Washington. Peter and Rod, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Rod, first of all, what is the likelihood that this is going to persist and even escalate over the next few days?
I think everyone is worried about that, and it has tailed off the last couple of days. It was less bad yesterday than the day before in Kandahar. Today is fairly quiet so far, and I don't think there have been any serious casualties, although that could have changed in the last half hour. But, you know, the officials are concerned enough about it that General Petraeus and Mark Sedwill, the NATO representative, have put statements out. So has the ambassador and quite a few other people. And I think they're all hopeful that things will continue to quiet down, but not sure.
Rod Nordland, this certainly projects the effectiveness of the Taliban in getting a certain message out. Is this a sign of their desperation tactics going up against NATO, or really an example of just how little NATO has managed to do to actually bring the citizenry of Afghanistan, particularly in the Kandahar area, to rally around NATO?
Well, actually, the Taliban are saying they had nothing to do with either the demonstrations and the violence in Mazar-e Sharif, nor in Kandahar. Now, they may just be saying that to make it appear that there's just all this kind of indigenous anti-American sentiment, or it may be true. That said, it is true that an awful lot of people in both places, and particularly in Kandahar, were expressing sympathy for the Taliban, and in Kandahar, even flying Taliban flags and so forth.
That's Rod Nordland, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. He's reporting live from Kabul. Peter Galbraith, the former UN deputy special representative for Afghanistan in Washington. So based on what Rod is saying, this seems like a real reveal of the weakness of what NATO is trying to accomplish in southern Afghanistan during this so-called surge.
Absolutely. I mean, it is further evidence that the strategy that we've been pursuing in Afghanistan is not working. And it's not just the Taliban that's made an issue of it. It is Hamid Karzai and people in his government that were also raising this issue and who are expressing strong anti-American sentiments.
So, Peter Galbraith, let's just get this clear. The takeaway here is that this anti-American story is floated quietly in the United States. It's picked up in Afghanistan, and virtually everybody is trying to make political hay out of it, including our allies.
Our supposed allies. Yes, that is the case.
So what have you learned of your colleagues, United Nations workers, who I suspect were involved in some of that violence in Mazar-e Sharif on Friday?
Well, four of the regular staff of the UN were victims, as were five Gurkhas. There were four of the Gurkhas were killed when they didn't fire on the crowd per their instructions, and they were simply massacred. These are Nepalese soldiers who are hired out and do things like defend the United Nations. And then the staff that was there went into the bunker, which I've seen because I've been in the Mazar-e Sharif compound, and they locked themselves in. The mob pried open the door, killed three of them. The other, the Russian, Pavel Ershov, who was beaten up but spoke Dari and managed to persuade the crowd that he was a Muslim, and he was let go. Uh-huh. It's a really brutal, brutal scene. And, of course, none of these people were Americans. They were there simply to help. You know, here they are, victims of, frankly, a publicity-seeking crackpot in Florida.
Peter Galbraith, the former UN's deputy special representative for Afghanistan, describing the situation there with the UN workers, among others, coming under fire for the actions of a pastor in Gainesville, Florida. Rod Nordland, it seems at the very least that on the ground in Kandahar, a small town Christian evangelist trumps, you know, Commander Petraeus.
Well, that's a good point. You know, and the whole build up to this, it was March 20th when he went and did his little Quran burning there. And a lot of us in the mainstream media, I think, decided just to ignore.
That's Rod Nordland there, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, in the BBC studio in Kabul, Afghanistan, where we had a little sort of sketchy communication problem there. Peter, let me just finish with you here. Where does the NATO coalition go forward on this? It doesn't seem as though there's a counter message that's going to quiet things down. It's going to have to end of its own accord.
I think that this probably will play itself out, and I was encouraged to hear from Rod that the demonstrations today were not as intense as they were a couple of days ago. But it simply underscores the problem that we face. And incidentally, Afghanistan's the one place in the Islamic world where we're seeing these kinds of riots. Yes, the burning of the Quran was revolting elsewhere, but you haven't seen it in Egypt, so far as I know, significantly in Pakistan, which is another volatile place. So it really is a reflection. What is happening in Afghanistan is a reflection of something else.
Good point.
And it is a reflection of the fact that we have 100,000 troops in support, in partnership with a reviled government on whom we depend for the success of our strategy.
Peter Galbraith, former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Peter, we're going to just leave it there. I want to remind people Rod Nordland is okay there in Afghanistan. Rod, you want to give us a final word?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we all tried to play this down, and even the Afghan media, most of the Afghan media, after that Quran burning on 20th of March, just didn't pay any attention to it. The issue was revived by President Karzai last week when he started denouncing it, and he knows his own people, and he should certainly know what kind of reaction they would have.
That's a huge point. Rod Nordland is foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, live at the BBC studio in Kabul, Afghanistan.